to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Benny, happy Halloweeny.
Happy Weenie to you, too, my dear. Are you wearing your costume?
I totally have my costume on. I so love this day. I don't know why. For years and years and years. We want to thank everybody for joining us today on the Dr. Pat Show. I am your host, Dr. Pat Pistilli, joined by my sidekick, Mr. Benny.
What up?
And he hasn't revealed his costume yet today.
I can do it now, though, if you want.
Okay, are you going to tell everyone what you are?
Sure. Okay, folks, this has been 2, maybe 3.5 weeks in the making, because I've had to come up with some crazy ideas, which some have failed, and now I've gotten one that sort of works. I am Jack from Jack in the Box.
Oh, I love that. That's very cool.
It's ridiculously large. The head is... I look like a walking bobblehead doll, Dr. Pat. Seriously, I don't even look like Jack.
Well, you know, I got to tell you that, honestly, it is really, really cool to know that we can still be in the spirit of Halloween.
I totally agree.
Just about everything we do.
Totally agree. And, you know, I went back to my roots of when I was a kid, you know, the days of paper macheing, you know, like with the flour and the water and a little bit of salt so, you know, can get that, you know, that construction, that hardcoreness. And it took me about 3 layers and a little bit of glue. And, in fact, it's still kind of finishing up drying right here next to me in the studio because I had to put on the rest of the pieces this morning before I have the costume contest here at the station.
Well, I want to say that, you know, in the spirit of putting things together, of mending things, we have a great show planned for you today.
We do.
We do. I mean, Jim Humble, Dennis Richard joining us here today. You know, we've started our conversation and have done several interviews and really getting the word out for everyone out there, getting the word out about the Miracle Mineral and the Miracle Mineral message. And we've just barely scratched the surface on this. Dennis is joining us here today, you know, as someone that has not only come to the surface after years of dedication, years of work that he's done in civil service, but, you know, has come to this place where he needed to heal himself. And, you know, it's always, Benny, those places that we get to where our own bodies break down, that we then realize that there is a solution. And the solution comes from many, many different places. And so today, you know, I'm thrilled that Dennis is joining us here today. We've got a great show planned for you, and we've got more to share about the Miracle Mineral. Dennis, you know, thank you so much for tuning in. I know that you have been traveling, taking the word out there, getting the message out there. And, you know, this is really a big conversation. So it's important that everybody understands what Miracle Mineral is and how it's helping so many people. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to share my story with everybody. I know that it's so exciting that I just can't quit putting in 18, 20 hours a day just spreading the word. I'm talking to people all day, every day, telling them about the fantastic experience I've had with it. And then at half the night, I'm up until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning trying to catch up on emails. And I get started again at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm so wired, I just I can't sleep.
So, and, anyway, you know, and coming from you, that's a big change because, you know, you aren't doing really well.
Oh, I know. I mean, when I retired in 1991, I felt 90 years old. And to feel better, I don't remember feeling this good when I was 20. And just exciting to be able to reverse all these health problems. It's just exciting. I just can't quit talking about it.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're going to cover today is we've talked about and we've shared stories about the Miracle Mineral Solution. And, you know, we use the abbreviation for those of you, MMS. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you several websites today. One is Dennis's website, which is MMSDR. com, and then Jim Humble's website. While we're waiting for Jim to come on, I wanted to ask you, Dennis, I would love to break this down so that we can explain to people what MMS is and how it works and what people need to get started.
Okay. MMS is sodium chloride, which is starts out as a basic mineral that comes in a liquid, and then when you when it's activated with citric acid, now there's a chemical reaction makes it into chlorine dioxide. And now that word really intimidated me at first because I know chlorine has a lot of downside, and even though I used it for several months, I was still concerned that there was a downside that Jim didn't understand. But after Dr. Humiston, who's an MD and a microbiologist, did his research and called me back, was all excited about some of the health benefits he'd seen with himself, his family, and a few patients that he was starting to use it on. And being a microbiologist, he can study the blood, realizes the benefits, and realize there is no downside to chlorine dioxide, whereas with chlorine, there's a huge downside. So that's the reason why. That's the point when he explained it all to me where it finally made sense and I realized there is no downside. That's when I got involved and told Jim I want to help him any way I possibly can to get the word out. So anyway, basically what it does is it creates an internal environment that harmful pathogens can't tolerate. Once they're gone, the immune system is just more effective and efficient in healing the body of whatever the problem is. And so that was another thing I had a really hard time understanding, is how can any one thing be beneficial no matter what your health problem is? Well, finally, after several months of hanging out with Jim and lots of hours with Dr. Humiston, I kind of like, you know, I seen a picture, and it made sense to me that you get rid of the things that break down the immune system, now the immune system can do its job, and you're just going to get better.
Well, and this is what we're trying to do. I wanted to just give people an update as well. You know, Dennis, they definitely can go to your website. There are so many things that you are doing, and we're thrilled that we're able to take the message out there. But we want to make sure everybody's got the information, that you have the website, because you're going to find more information on here than you can imagine, information that I didn't even know was available. Definitely take a look at some of the videos. But one of the things that I came across, I was looking at Jim Humble's website. And let's talk a minute about Jim. Why don't you, Dennis, since we're waiting for Jim to join us, why don't you give our listeners a little insight into who Jim Humble is? As a matter of fact, you wrote a fabulous article about Jim.
Well, thank you. Hold on. I've got Jim just called me on the other line, and he said no one's called him this morning. So is there somebody that can try calling Jim?
Absolutely. I'm sure Benny is standing right there, and we'll take his phone number. Why don't we do this? I don't know. Benny, why don't we go to break? And we'll get Jim Humble right on the phone in a few minutes. And I think Benny has been trying to make this happen. But in the meantime, I want you to talk a little bit about Jim.
It's just quite a coincidence that I flew to Hermosillo to visit a friend who's a retired Air Force colonel. And it turned out that Jim was staying with him. And Ed Heft is his name, and he invited me to come stay with him as well. And so Jim happened to be in Hermosillo, picked me up at the airport, and we drove to about an hour away to the coast. And so during that hour, I was so fascinated with Jim's story about the MMS. And, you know, when you first get introduced to something, it's like you're wondering, now, can that be real or not? You know, that's just so unbelievable that this is going to fix everything and anything. It took me, you know, quite a while. But during this time, I realized Jim's a real humanitarian and a real spiritual being that really intrigued me. And he's the funny thing was that the area in South America where he made this discovery I had just been to this little town of about 500 people back in the middle of the jungle. I didn't think I would ever run into another person the rest of my life that had gotten that far back off the bush, you know. I mean, into the bush, up in the rivers, you know. So that got me excited in itself. So we had a lot of different things to talk about, plus his mining background and living in Nevada. So we just found so many things of interest to talk about. But he truly is a humanitarian, and I've gotten to know him really well in the last couple of years and spend quite a bit of time with him. There are so many other things beyond the MMS that he's knowledgeable about that he's taught me. I mean, he's really become a close friend and a mentor, and I really have a tremendous respect for him.
Well, absolutely, and we're going to bring him on. You know, I was at his website, just so you know. I was at his website, and I was looking at the news flash that was popped up. And, you know, the website is jimhumble.com. And also, if you go there, you're going to find out, his nonprofit. But if you go to the website, what you're going to be able to see is here's the news flash for today. It says, over 75,000 people recovered from the worst of diseases between 2004 and 2005. Since then, a base of more than 250,000 people in the United States use MMS, plus many in Australia, South Africa, and many other countries. And you know, what Jim says is various websites present testimonials to illness reversals that are coming every day. We're going to get Jim on the line. We're going to talk more about this. Jim Humble, Dennis Richard joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show. Miracle mineral. Why do they call it a miracle? We're going to find out from both of these gentlemen when we return. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
All in a flash.
A live expo joins the Dr. Pat Show in paying it forward. This is an idea whose time has come, and a live expo has stepped it up by offering free admission. It's the Alive Expo Economic Stimulus, Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th at the Linwood Convention Center. Enjoy healthy lectures, fitness demos, sample natural and organic products, and receive tons of free product samples. Admission and parking is free. This is one event you don't want to miss, November 8th and 9th at the Linwood Convention Center. Visit AliveExpo.com.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef, Curtis Ross, will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit ZenaiCenter.net. That's ZenaiCenter.net.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at TampaBayWellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit the drpatshow.com and register now.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And, you know, we were talking about Jim. Dennis and I were talking about Jim before he was on. You know, we're reaching him. He, of course, is down in Mexico, and we'll hear about that trip. But I will tell you that these two gentlemen, both Jim Humble and Dennis Richard, they don't really do healing part-time. They don't really do health part-time. They don't really contribute part-time. And if you know anything about Jim and his journey, you'll know that he has committed his life. He has dedicated himself to helping people all over the globe. When I read the news flash to you that over 75,000 people recovered from the worst of diseases between 2004 and 5, and then since then, a base of more than 250,000 people in the United States use MMS, plus people in other countries, that's information that's readily available on his website. And you know, the reason that we have them both here is so that they are the experts. They can tell us about how the miracle mineral works, why it works, and some of the stories. And that's what we're sharing on the show. We're sharing the stories. We're sharing the journey because so many of you have said, you know, look, we're trying to find solutions. We're trying to find answers. And you know, if you look at what both Jim and Dennis have put up in their websites, there's no question about it. If you go to Jim's website, you'll see that he's got a question section that is loaded with stories, loaded with information. And that's something that many people will not do. So, Jim and Dennis, I want to thank you for joining the show today. And I love this next level of conversation we're having.
Okay. Well, Jim, it's Jim's turn to tell us a story.
Well, you know, I heard that I was going to need it, wanted some stories, so I printed out a number of them off my emails that I get last night. So I got a bunch of stories. I can read them. They're all, I'm not going to give you the names, but if anybody really wants to check any one of them out, give me a call. I'll give you the name, and you can go check it out. I'm not going to prove it to you, but you can go prove it yourself. Because
well, I don't know how you even keep
people.
Up with the emails you get, Jim.
I've got more than 10,000 emails so
I know.
Far.
Well, you know, let me ask you this. I mean, we're talking about health. We're talking about healing. And, you know, every conversation that I've had in terms of the health arena, both on the natural side and the allopathic side, you know, everyone pretty much comes to the same conclusion. That the rise of chronic illness is on the rise. And there aren't many people that understand why it is, and I don't know that we're going to touch on that today, but certainly people are looking for solutions. And, you know, you have shared many people have found solutions in MMS, and I think that's why I wanted both of you to join me here today, so you can give our listeners a sense of who the people are, without mentioning names, that are using MMS and what they have discovered from it. So, Jim, if you would jump right in, that would be great.
Okay. Here's one that I received 2 days ago. A woman called from south of Mexico, and she said she had diabetes and that she was shooting herself with the insulin. She had to shoot herself 3 times a day just to stay alive.
Wow.
She started on MMS. 2 weeks later, she wasn't taking any shots at all. Her blood sugar level had adjusted itself to where it was supposed to be, and she hadn't been back to her doctor, so she couldn't say whether she was cured or whatever, but she knew that she was feeling one hell of a lot better. And I have another email right here. It says, I started last Wednesday. My teeth are already stronger. The pain in my eye... and my right eyeball has gone. The black spots in them are nearly gone. My hot flashes are much less. I sleep and have really good sleep through the night now. I would be awake. I would be awake one half the night. The pains in my hands and feet is less. I think I have fibromyalgia or something. I hate the doctor AMA thing. So I have researched the pains on the web and in books. I want to say thank you. I have four other people on it since when yesterday. One person who has had Lyme for 35 years is experiencing some things on two drops throughout the body and is extremely happy as things are happening. Again, I want to thank you. Thanks, Jim. And that's it. You want any more?
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, you know, what I want to share with people is that, you know, we're all learning from the stories that people share with us. And you know, there are some folks that would say, especially some of the research boards out there that would say that stories don't count. And I will say this, that, you know, if there is a story that we hear where people are getting relief, that's what we want to share with everybody. And, you know, we want to share it for a lot of reasons. You mentioned Lyme. We're doing an entire series based on a movie that's called Under Our Skin. And so, you know, for most people, they're looking at a solution that couldn't be easier than what you have developed. And so let's talk about that. Do you hear these kinds of results every day, Jim, Dennis?
Yes, I do. I mean, there's not a day goes by that I don't have people call me and thank me for making it available and telling me what great results you're getting. And it's rare that I have somebody call and say they feel they don't have positive results. And when that happens, by talking to them, I find out that they are, you know, they're taking it too close to eating meat protein or doing something that's going to negate some of the benefit of MMS. And so when they separate it and maintain a four-hour separation, say, but between their vitamin C and MMS, that type of thing, they get much better benefit.
Yeah, I find that that Lyme is one of the hardest things there is to treat, hardest things there is to cure. But there are some MMS protocols that are special that help with those things. There's still a certain amount of testing and research going on in the area of Lyme, but we're still getting better and better results with some of the newer protocols. So I think the time will come when we'll be able to tell a person exactly what to do. But each person is different, so each person requires a little bit different or extended treatment. So we're still coming up with things in that area, although most of the other diseases are pretty well handled. But Lyme is still somewhat in question.
Well, and that's because we're just getting information about Lyme. As a matter of fact, if you look at the movie Under Our Skin, they make it really clear about what happened in terms of illnesses and how the law changed. And when the law changed and opened up the freedom for patents to be made around pharmaceuticals, et cetera, there were so many people that held on to those patents for their own reasons. And that is so counter to what you two guys are doing, basically. I mean, I look at where you travel all over the world, and I look at how freely you offer this product. And I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, talking about, you know, MMS and the fact that someone can purchase this for, what is it, $20 for like a six month to a year supply?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and I received three emails to make sure that I would double-check that with you.
Okay.
Because people are not used to that. They're not used to having something that, you know, like MMS, that has so many stories associated with it that work, to be that affordable. Jim, what's your rationale for creating this and keeping the price such a reasonable price?
Well, it was just something that I realized mankind needed, and it would have been a great bad thing to do to not do it. I had to get it out there, and of course I wanted to get it out there at a price that almost anybody in the world could afford. So I asked everybody who's manufacturing it to keep the price down, and they all did. And for the most part, everybody is making it. Like there's 50 people, companies throughout the world making it, and they're all really humanitarian people because they're all keeping the price down. They ain't charging a large amount. They ain't making a person spend every last dollar to save his life, you know, or to save his health. So it's just, I guess. It's a fun thing. How could I have any more fun or enjoy myself any better than to see this get out there and see it helping people? There isn't anything better.
Well, I'll tell you, I second that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be hearing from Jim and from Dennis. We're going to be breaking this down. You know, what is a pathogen and how does MMS work with that? For more information, let me give you two websites. One website is Jim Humble's website. And once you get there, you're going to be able to find fabulous section on MMS answers. You can find this out for yourself. Check out the video. That's jimhumble.com. And then I want to direct you again to Dennis's website. Lots more information on there. You can go to mmsdr.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Are you going through a divorce or are you single again? A 24/7 resource center called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's DRPAT at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we've got Jim Humble here, as well as Dennis Richard. Let me tell you, Jim is the author of The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, from which he donates the profits to the charity of Overcoming Malaria in Africa. And he's an active member of the Kinnaman Foundation. As I said before, you know, Jim's journey spans a career as an aerospace research engineer and really brings us to the current day to talk about what he has done, how we discovered MMS in 1997, the miracle mineral solution in 1997, and how he's worked with that ever since. So today's show, we're talking about, you know, how is MMS being used, who's using it, what are some of the trials, and we're sharing some stories that both Dennis and Jim have. I want to make sure that you have their website, jimhumble.com. If you go to his website, you can download the first part of a free download of the book from the website, which is fabulous, and I'm also going to put that in the newsletter. And then Dennis, of course, we've given you his website, which is MMSDR for Dennis Richard. And I want to thank you both for joining us back here again on the show. You know, Jim, can you kind of bring us up to the current time right now and share a little bit about what exactly you're doing in Mexico and, you know, how this continues to forward the progress of the miracle mineral solution?
Well, I've been very lucky down here in Mexico because the doctors down here are a lot more receptive to alternate medicine type things, and for finding medicines that really cure diseases, they're very much interested. And so I just happened to run into some doctors while they were here, and they introduced me to doctors who are in the government and the top doctors in the local government. And they all agreed to become a part of our nonprofit organization, which we call a nonprofit civil association down here, and do clinical trials. And so we're in the process of doing some clinical trials now, and getting more patients in to do those clinical trials with. And so we have more than five doctors helping us with that. And the head of the prison system in here in Sonora is helping us get things, do our clinical trials so we do them exactly right so that the prison system can accept it. And so he's anxious to get it into the prison system, but he can't do it unless things are done right. And we're just being helped in every area. And we go out to the local Indian tribes, and the local Indian tribes will accept us, and we're in helping them, and they won't accept the health department in Sonora. They won't accept the government help from Mexico. So we're about the only people they'll accept into the Indian tribes, and we've so far treated 300 of the Indians, and a lot of times when we treat them right there on the spot, we give them two doses and an hour apart, and they a lot of things are cured up right there on the spot. So it really is an amazing time that we have. It's a lot of fun, and we enjoy seeing people get well.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm really eager to find out, you know, when you get those first results of that clinical trial. I think, you know, there are many, many stories we're sharing that these trials are simply reinforcing. So, Jim, thank you for sharing that. And by the way, thank you for taking time out of your day. I know what you're doing down there is so important to helping others. And you know, Dennis, from your point of view, you are also, you know, you're also taking the conversation forward. I think you and I shared how many minutes, how many hours you're on the phone each day. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, what are people saying to you? What are you discovering that people are discovering from the Miracle Mineral Solution?
Well, a couple of stories, if I may share. Dr. Humiston, who's really been a great help to both Jim and I, he's an American former Navy doctor practicing in Tijuana because he said the laws are structured here in the state that he can't practice medicine as his conscience dictates. So he's forced to practice medicine in Mexico in order to be able to do the things that make a difference in a person's life. And he's used the MMS on himself, his family, and a lot of his patients. But one thing, he called me last February, all excited to tell me. He said he had his five-week-old baby developing signs of a cold, and he gave him just one drop of MMS, and within a couple of hours, all the signs, the drippy, the runny nose, and the cough was all gone. So he says that he's no longer concerned about using this on infants as well. He said he would never have given that to a patient until he had tried it on his own family. But he had enough confidence in it to do that. And then he was so excited about the results, he called me within hours of administering that. But another story that I'd like to share right quick is about a lady called me from Montana saying her husband was a doctor. And he was in the hospital, contacted MRSA, which is a staph infection, and they didn't think he would live because nothing that they had in the way of antibiotics was effective with it. And she asked if I thought that MMS would be beneficial, and I said, well, you know, I would hope it would be, but, I mean, how could I say? You know what I mean? At that time, I hadn't known anyone to use it for that purpose. And anyway, 2 weeks later, they called me back. The doctor himself called me back to say, it's unbelievable. He says, this started clearing up immediately. And 2 weeks later, he sent me a testimonial saying that he was amazed, but he called and made me promise never to reveal his name because he said, even though he's a believer in it, but he said he wouldn't dare use it in the hospital at the risk of losing his license, and not only his license, but all his associates that helped him while they were using it in the hospital for him, you know, because it's not considered a standard practice in the way the license and structures are in the states for medical practice. They could have all lost their license.
So, well, you know, that's a brave action. Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. But I would hope that something that would work that well, that they would dedicate their lives like Jim and I to try to make a difference. I mean, there's no question about the future. There's going to be other epidemics that's going to hit here, like the bird flu or whatever it may be. I've heard dozens of doctors lecturing saying it's not if there's going to be another epidemic, it's when is it going to hit. And there's nothing more beneficial I could ever imagine than the MMS in stopping that. And there's not even any research being done on it other than individuals like Jim and working out of your pocket. It's tough to do the type of clinical research that the medical community is allowed to accept. So, you know, we need a lot of support, a lot of community support to get people behind this movement and demand that they start doing something to support this kind of research because our lives depend on it. The whole future of the world depends on it because in 1917 when that flu hit, World War I didn't end because somebody won or lost. It's because so many people died on both sides from the flu, there was nobody left to fight. There's like 50 million people died in Europe. And I believe that we lost something like 17 million, or I forget the exact figures.
50 million worldwide. 50 million people died worldwide from that flu.
Yeah. And there was millions right here in this country died in 1917, 1918.
And not only that, but Bushes went and got it from out of the ice, people who were packed in ice up in a very northern part of the world. They've got it back now, and now they have it in the laboratories in the United States.
Yeah, they're doing experiments on it with the excuse of finding a vaccine that's going to be effective against it. And but the vaccines often cause more problems than they create. I was reading something here just in the last couple of days about the vaccines. Research has shown that the vaccines have created more problems than they have cured.
Well, I have to tell you that that is really the controversy of the 21st century right there.
Yeah.
You know, that is probably one of the most controversial conversations that people are having. And certainly, you know, what's shined a light on that, and, you know, we get a lot of this from our celebrities, but, you know, there are people that have come out and have said, you know, we want to share our experience. This is what we believe. Give us an alternative. And you know, you're getting people on both sides coming to the table and saying, you know, vaccines don't, vaccines do. And I'm sure we will get to the bottom of that. But the one thing that I think is important for us to remember, especially with this conversation, is that there are, you know, what did I say, 250,000 people across the globe right now that are using MMS, and they're using it for various reasons. And so,
I'm sorry.
When we come back from break, what I would love to do, Jim, you had a couple of more testimonials, or rather, these are actually life stories from people, and that's what I've asked both Jim and Dennis to bring to us. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. The question is, do you believe there is something that can powerfully heal you? And if so, is it within your reach? We hope to answer that question and many more. We'll be right back with the show.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Do you know of a single again woman who deserves a fresh start? Tell us why you think your friend deserves to win a 3-night Royal Caribbean cruise to the Bahamas. Join us for a wellness getaway cruise for single again women from February 6th through February 9th. Enjoy uplifting workshops in the morning and beautiful white sandy beaches in the afternoon. Call today. Go to justgirltrips.com/fresh start or call 877-239-2950.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
He wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you for tuning in and turning us on each and every day. I want to make sure that you know our website, you can go to www.thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live, drpatlive, L-I-V-E.com, and it'll take you to our website. If you've missed any part of this show today or any of the other interviews that I've done with both Jim and Dennis, all of those are on their profile pages for you to download and check out. If you go to Jim's website, or you could go to miracleminerals.org as well, check that out. But most importantly, you'll see that you'll be able to download a free ebook. You'll also be able to get a hard copy of the Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century. You can definitely get a copy of that, and much more. So there's lots of information on the website, lots of ways for you to get an understanding. There's also a book there that I, or a DVD there that I think is very interesting, which is called Understanding MMS. And, you know, we're trying to bring the best of the conversations out to the table so that all of us can understand it. But I want to just say to you both, I mean, I think the numbers kind of speak for themselves. 250,000 plus people are finding that the Miracle Mineral Solution is helping transform their lives. And Jim, you had a few things to add about that. I know that you also brought another story of someone that got incredible relief using MMS. So I wish you would share that.
Well, this one is about the same thing that Dennis was talking about a minute ago. This gal says MMS acts fast. I started taking it because I felt really bad with what I thought was some sort of infection in my uterus or ovary and couldn't get a straight answer or fast action from my doctor. I started with regular protocol and reached 6 drops in a couple of days. The awful pressure in my belly of whatever infection I had went away right away when I started taking MMS, but I was weak and I had to reduce the dose to 2 drops a day for a month or so. I progressively started feeling better and better and was not only taking 2 drops at night and colloidal silver 3 times a day and back and cumin seed oil, nothing else. Then I got what a doctor at the regional clinic said was a staph infection on my face. The doctor was freaked out and wanted to inject me with antibiotics, put me under 2 more at home, and have me go next day for a checkup. He saw in my report that I was taking colloidal silver, MMS, and oil, and he said that this was no time to mess around with that. That this was serious and all the usual scare tactics. This kind of doctor makes me lose my temper usually, but this time I just request that he didn't use the injection antibodies, and I purchased and I said I just purchased the prescriptions. I went home and I did purchase the subscriptions, but I never took them. I soaked my chin in MMS solution instead, increased my dose to 10 drops. In 2 days, my infection produced a head, and in 5 days it was gone. 5 days for the dreaded staph infection. Not bad, huh? I'm still thinking about going back there and have a little discussion with the doctor, especially if they are having problems eradicating these kind of infections. But one thing at a time, I guess. I'm still taking MMS, and I have quite reached the 15-drop level, but I'm fine with no nausea at the 10, 12 drops. I'll get there. I'm in no hurry. I have more energy than I've had in years, and I'm recommending to all my friends who are a little skeptical, but they have now a tool in their hands, and I know they'll use it if and when they are ready. As an aside, I stopped smoking, and I'm very interested in macrobiotics all of a sudden. Go figure. I didn't want to use my real name on the MMS feedback site, so I used Judith. I also want to mention that a lot of people quit smoking when they start taking MMS. A lot more quit taking drugs, and quite often alcoholics. About the second week of taking MMS, alcoholics quit drinking liquor, and so generally speaking, it's an answer to those things. Not always. Some alcoholics have a have more of a mental problem than a physical problem. But a lot more alcoholics are alcoholics because they have an actual physical desire, and people don't. People think that they're terrible people, but the fact of it is if they can get something to kill that desire, they quit. And so I've seen a lot of them quit, and I've seen a lot of druggies quit being druggies after taking MMS for a couple of 3 weeks or so.
This is what we're talking about. We're talking about people that are getting wind of this. You know, getting wind, what I mean by that, is catching on to it. And that's really what we're trying to do here, is to share with our listeners what others have experienced, and hopefully we're giving them enough information that they could, you know, find out for themselves. The light bulb that went on is when I went to, the answers section, Jim, of your website, and I clicked on that section, and I was pleasantly greeted with a page, first of all, that tells us about questions and answers. And what people will find here is that, you know, there are questions that folks ask, and there are answers. And Jim will say, yes, that works well with that, or no, it doesn't. And so this is one of these sites where you're going to be able to find out what other people's experiences are. Thank you, Jim, for sharing that. Dennis, I know you wanted to add something as well.
Yeah, I know that Dr. Hitt also is, he's in his 80s, he's a microbiologist, he's a psychiatrist, and he's an MD, and he's explained to me that 50 to 70% of all emotional problems and all addictions come from some form of harmful pathogens that have the ability to manipulate the brain chemistry to make you crave the things they want to eat. Now, Dr. Humiston has told me, he says, when you eliminate these particular, whether they're fungus or whatever they are, once they're gone, your cravings go away. And I found that myself, following Dr. Humiston's protocol, once I got within days of taking the protocol he had me on, this was before I was even aware of MMS, but within days, I lost all my cravings for everything. I don't eat. I have no more craving for chocolate, for pie. Sausage egg McMuffin was my favorite thing. I'd pass up Marie Callender pie for that. But I have zero craving for chocolate, pies, for anything any longer. And in doing so, I haven't had to diet, but I've just slowly gravitated to a natural, healthy body weight, the same weight I was when I got out of the Marine Corps when I was 20 years old, and I've got the same waist size right now, and after fighting weight problems my whole life, to be able to experience that.
And you have a picture on your website, actually.
Yes, I do. And those pictures are off of my driver's license.
I saw that.
Added today as well.
I saw that. I saw both pictures. Dude, that doesn't even look like you.
I know. It's quite a difference, isn't it?
I know. It's amazing.
And
I didn't know any better, I thought you'd been, I think you're growing more hair.
I'm working on that. Jim told me a couple of months ago when we hooked up down in Tucson that to put that on my hair, he said that he knows a number of people that's regrown their hair.
Wow.
By rubbing the MMS on there, because he said apparently some types of hair loss is caused from some form of bacteria that MMS can't address. So some cases, I don't know that it's going to work all the time, but he said he knew several people. So I've been doing this myself for the last 3 months.
Well, I could think of somebody pretty close. Well, not mentioning any names that may want to try that. Hey, I want to thank you both for joining me today. What a great show. And, you know, I know that we're just scratching the surface, but this is such a great way to let people know about this. Jim, Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today on the Dr. Pat Show.
It's been a real pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let me make sure everybody's got the website. Check out Dennis. You can check out that picture, by the way, at mmsdr.com, mmsdr.com. And check out Jim's website. Lots of information, jimhumble.com. And don't forget, he's got the book there for you to get a copy of. Benny, happy Halloween. Thank you both. And everyone out there, remember, You get to live the life you desire. All you have to do is say yes. We'll see you right back here next week.